Tampa sports radio listeners know 95.3 DAE's Aaron Jacobson as the energetic, knowledgeable sports jock. Other listeners know him from somewhere else. Long before his 12-3 sports show, Aaron is firing up a different mic.
It's 8:06 on AM Tampa Bay with Jack Harris and Katie Vicino. I'm Aaron Jacobson.
Every weekday, Aaron's up no later than 4 a.m., ready to co-host from 5 to 9 on AM Tampa Bay. To say it's a challenge would be an understatement.
8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I'm good. 10 o'clock, you start to see a little bit of the downward slide. And then by 12 o'clock, I've had a couple more cups of coffee. I'm good to go.
Coffee is indeed Aaron's best friend, but so too are hard work and dedication needed to juggle both jobs. Jacobson, who's 31, has been at it for 10 years, more than enough time to impress that of Tampa radio icon Jack Harris, who's been in the business for 50 years.
You do 4 hours, and I'm out of here at 9 and through for the day. And he has to come back in and do another 3-hour show, for which it requires preparation as well.
The morning show consists of news, interviews, and listener calls.
From Jack to Jack. Good morning, Jack.
Before he knows it, Aaron's done with the morning show.
All right.
After a quick conversation with one of his colleagues, Aaron then makes his way through the studio door, across the hallway, and through another door. Time for Aaron to record those station promos.
Hey, Bucks fans, join me, Aaron Jacobson, in 95.3 WDAE this Sunday.
Aaron considers this part of the day crunch time to get all of his ads done.
I really have an hour window that any commercials, any other work I have to do for AM Tampa Bay or cutting audio, now's the time to do it.
After meticulously cutting ads, Aaron then packs up and is ready to leave. He has to make his way down the hallway, saying goodbye to the morning job on AM Tampa Bay and saying hello to his afternoon gig inside the 95.3 DAE studios, where he quickly gets acclimated for his afternoon show. Aaron checks off his to-do list, but still has one thing left on it. Aaron gets in his car, fires up the engine, and makes his way to the land of Dunkin'.
One medium caramel ice macchiato.
It's a quick pick-me-up courtesy of an iced coffee. Then Aaron makes his way back to the iHeartRadio studio and begins his prep work before hitting the airwaves for the second time.
I feel like if I didn't have the morning show, I might be more inclined to just kind of like procrastinate a little bit, maybe not prep until closer to the showtime.
Co-host Pat Donovan arrives, and it's time for the show.
Welcome to the Pat and Aaron Show, 95.3 WDAE.
The two are a perfect odd couple, with Donovan being more spontaneous.
It keeps me in line. You know, our differences a lot of times is what makes us work together, I think.
Aaron puts everything he has into his final 3 hours on air. 3 p.m. quickly comes, and it's time for Aaron to sign off.
That's it for us, Goons. Have a good rest of the day. We'll catch up with you tomorrow. All right, that's a wrap.
Now it's time for Aaron to go home and get some sleep. He gets to do it all again tomorrow. Chris Torello, Spectrum Sports 360.